will stop the suns from setting.
Remember, the Force will be with you always.
There has been an awakening. Have you felt it?
Fanboys and Friends presents... Phantom Awakens Radio. Phantom Awakens Radio is your discussion and speculation home about the forthcoming episodes 7, 8, and 9.
The Dark Side.
There has been a fandom awakening. Can you feel it?
Your regular guests, David Senden and Matthew Clifton, are out this week. It's just me, Al John Go. I am a Sorcerer Radio DJ at Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com, the number one fan-run Disney radio station for the past nearly 15 years at srsounds.com, and also the publisher of JediMouseketeer.com. And I am here to share my thoughts on the D23 Expo, which happened a couple weeks back, on this very special edition, this Force Friday edition. And we'll get into the Force Friday fun in just a little bit. But let me first say this. I really appreciate the opportunity of coming back to Phantom Awakens Radio and the opportunity to be here and talk about Star Wars and D23. Now, the D23 Expo, if you're not familiar, is a convention for Disney fans, and every bit of Disney is celebrated at this convention. It doesn't happen every year like Star Wars Celebration. It happens every other year. So a couple years ago and a couple years prior to that, I've attended these conventions that happens in Anaheim, California, right there at the Anaheim Convention Center, just a stone's throw away from Disneyland. It was so much fun. And typically at these conventions, I spend some time with my wife, and we're there for press, and we're covering all these great events, meeting up with Disney, Star Wars, and Marvel fans, and just having a blast. It is a very strenuous time because as press, you're always creating content, articles, tweets, pictures, video. I took a lot of that, but I was able to spend at least a day or two with my wife and some friends at Disneyland. And when we first got there, this was the Thursday before the convention that happened August 18th. So, a few days from that, it was, was it August 18th? No, it was, maybe August 20th, maybe the 19th. We were at Disneyland at the Enchanted Tiki Room. Now, that was Walt Disney's original animatronic masterpiece, the Tiki Room, where the singing birds are and all this great stuff. So, as we're there, my friend Big Bubba B from Sorcerer Radio, he's a Sorcerer Radio correspondent there from Disneyland, he says, "Hey, Al John, look." And lo and behold, there's George Lucas. George Lucas is sitting, or is getting ready to do the Tiki Room. Now, it was him, and I believe Katie, his new daughter, and a couple bodyguards, or people from Lucasfilm. So they were having Dole Whips, which is a Dole Whip float, which is a vanilla pineapple float, having a good time. And they went into the Tiki Room show, and we were there, and the animatronics were playing, the music was there, and he looked up with enjoyment and was able to re-experience Disney with his children, you know, his eldest daughter and his newborn. And I say newborn, I mean, you know, I believe the child is a couple years old. So he was singing along with the music and just loving that. And once again, for people that don't believe that George Lucas is a fan of Disney or didn't believe Disney would be a big steward of the Star Wars or Indiana Jones properties or anything Lucasfilm, this just proves once again that he loves going to the parks. He is part of a tradition and legacy that has been handed down and started by a man named Walt Disney, one of the premier storytellers of pop culture of generation after generation. Walt Disney, people like Walt Disney and John Lasseter and George Lucas and Stan Lee are, and Jim Henson are among the best and greatest storytellers of American pop culture history. And it was a really great joy to see him enjoying the Disneyland park and enjoying it with his family and with all the amusement and wonderment of a child and just enjoying himself and being there with the people. Now, my friend and I didn't approach him for an autograph or anything. We just let things lie where they lie, but we didn't want to interrupt what was a time that he was spending with his family. But I thought it was a really neat experience to be next to the maker himself during a time with his family where his guard was completely down and he was just enjoying it. He was wearing his flannel shirt, jeans, and a bucket hat. And what a good time that was. So that was my run-in with the maker, George Lucas. And I thought it was really, really cool of him. And it was great to see him in the park enjoying himself. So if you want to catch up more with pictures and reports from the D23 Expo from my point of view and my friend's point of view from the Sorcerer Radio Network, just check out the hashtag SRD23 Expo. That's SRD23 Expo hashtag. And check that out and you'll be able to see all the different Periscope sessions, maybe if they're still up. But anyway, some video and tweets and Instagram posts and Twitter posts regarding our days at the Expo. So let's move on to bigger and better things. So the D23 Expo did take place and wow, what an amazing time. First of all, the show was amazing. I had a great time there meeting up with fellow Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fans. A lot of good times. The Disney company is embracing Lucasfilm, and if you are not familiar, you know, the reason why properties and companies like Disney are appealing to other companies like Pixar or Marvel or Lucasfilm is the fact that they have put in place a non-interference type of clause, which allows the heads of those companies to maintain their own integrity, but yet utilize the marketing assets and the synergy of the Walt Disney Company and the promotion throughout their entire brands and use every single bit of those brands to benefit the promotion of each other's products and initiatives. So that is a really neat way of saying that Disney is the marketing muscle behind Lucasfilm. And it is very apparent, as you all know, just from looking at trailers and the different buzz and different ways that the Star Wars properties are being promoted across the entire breadth of the Walt Disney Company through radio, TV, and the internet, which is really cool. So let's first talk about what happened on Friday night, I believe. So what happens at the D23 Expo is on the first night or the first day of the Expo, we have something called a Disney Legends Ceremony. And this year, the legend himself, George Lucas, was being honored as a Disney legend. And also being inducted are famous people. Danny Elfman, as you know, one of my favorite composers. He's made many different Disney soundtracks. In fact, being the voice of Jack Skellington and creating music for Night Before Christmas. And also animator Andreas Deja, who did animation for The Lion King and all that. But definitely George Lucas was there. And there was also a surprise inductee of Johnny Depp in there as well. But it's basically a celebration, the highest honor that you can achieve in the Walt Disney Company. And George Lucas was there for it. And it was met with thunderous applause, as you can imagine. And wow, it was great. And I do have pictures there on the WDW Tiki Room, which, by the way, is another podcast that my wife and I host at WDWTikiRoom.com. But in an introduction of what we thought was the last Disney legend of 2015, Iger was stating the obvious and declaring George Lucas to be one of the best storytellers of all time. Quote, his gifts for storytelling are matched by his incredible abilities to innovate. And in accepting this award, Lucas says he was a park guest on the second day the park opened and that Disney has, quote, always given me a great deal of inspiration, end quote. Lucas also shared a secret with the audience that not everybody knows that many people or that he based Jar Jar Binks on Goofy, which I totally can see that. So that was a really neat little tidbit from the maker himself, George Lucas. And I've got pictures and video at JediMouseketeer.com, including on my YouTube and Instagram pages. So be sure to check that out, too, because George was, you know, he had his hands imprinted in cement and it was just a really great time. And what a great honor for George Lucas and very heartfelt comments by him. And I think it's just a matter of time before they do that to Stan Lee. You know, I wish they would have done it in the same year. That would have been great. But George Lucas was amazing, and rightfully so, inducted as a Disney legend. So later on that day, we had the Disney Parks and Resorts, and there was a lot of I'm sorry. Actually, before then, let's go back here. Let's rewind. There was a studio animation that had talked later on that day about various projects, like the upcoming, you know, animated films from Pixar and Disney, like Moana and Finding Dory and The Good Dinosaur. So that was very good. But the following day, we're talking live action. And there was a live action panel on Saturday. There was also a Disney Parks panel on Saturday. But during the live action movie panel, where they were talking about a live action version of Pete's Dragon, of course, Marvel and Doctor Strange films that are coming up. We talked about the next Phase 3 film with Captain America, Civil War, that's coming out in the spring. The Jungle Book that had some awesome stuff coming out with Jon Favreau being the director. Here we are with Star Wars. So they were talking about Alan Horn, who's the head of the studio, Save the Best for Last, Star Wars. He said, quote, there's only one place left to go from here, and that is, of course, to a galaxy far, far away. And Horn confirmed that Star Wars Episode 9 was going to be released in 2019, directed by Colin Trevorrow, which he discussed the Star Wars anthology film, which is now Star Wars Stories, will be directed by Christopher Miller and Phil Lord, and is being written by Lawrence Kasdan and his son, John. So Horn first showed us the first cast photo from the series, the set of Rogue One, which was great. Great, before returning to the most immediate in the Star Wars film, The Force Awakens. So the cast photo is great. Awesome stuff there. And of course, J.J. Abrams received a hero's welcome, came out, thanked Alan Horn, and said, quote, we're grateful to you for your unbelievable enthusiasm and patience, he said. Quote, it's more exciting than I can put into words, Abraham said, in the process of the experience of hearing John Williams play pieces of music and score on the piano. And when pressed to share some secrets, Abrams offered epic Star Wars news. So first he brought out John Boyega, Daisy Ridley, Oscar Isaac, and Lupita Nyong'o, and fan favorite Harrison Ford, who emerged to a thunderous round of applause. And quote, Ford says, you guys have made my life. It's a great thrill to be here with you who made this whole thing happen. So Harrison Ford was having a great time. And when it seemed like things couldn't get more exciting, Chairman Bob Iger came out of the Walt Disney Company to a huge announcement. He said, a brand new 14-acre Star Wars land, in addition to Disney theme parks in both Anaheim and Orlando, will be getting brand new attractions, restaurants, and creatures, and have an opportunity for people to fly the Millennium Falcon. So great morning there. Not a whole lot of breaking news per se. We were actually tipped off. I think a lot of the Star Wars fans, like yourself listening to this program, were tipped off by Entertainment Weekly saying that J.J. Abrams was not going to show any new trailer footage, this, that, and the other. However, on the show floor itself, there was a big Star Wars presence. Disney Interactive had a bunch of great video games there, like demos of Star Wars Battlefront, which I'll get into a little bit later, as well as Disney Infinity 3.0 Star Wars figures, which is great. Disney mobile apps, including Star Wars games. And then a bunch of collectibles, including Star Wars figures and lifestyle products. So the show floor was riddled with stuff. In fact, at the Disney Studios pavilion, they had costumes from the actual filming of Star Wars The Force Awakens. Rey's costume, Finn's costume, BB-8, the new stormtroopers there of the First Order, Captain Phasma's outfit there was all there in all of its glory. Amazing set props. Great stuff there on the show floor for Star Wars fans really to get into. I took so many pictures there, and it was just a really amazing thing. So we had the big movie presentation, not too much new information, great surprises with cast photo of Rogue One, which is very nice, and of course the show floor. However, later that day we'd be treated to the Disney parks, and where the Disney parks are is more details on Star Wars in regards to new attractions being built at both Disneyland in Anaheim and the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando. So first up, Galaxy Far, Far Away, Disney Parks is out there, and Star Wars Land coming to Disney resorts to both coasts, giving guests an exclusive look of projected plans. And it was done by, let me scroll up here so I can read. So Disney Parks and Resorts Chairman Bob Chapek. So he continues revealing that Star Wars Land would center on incredibly immersive environments and an entirely new planet, while offering experiences from your favorite Star Wars characters' worlds, including For example, the ability to fly a thrilling mission aboard the iconic Millennium Falcon, jumping into hyperspace. Chapek announced that new Star Wars experiences would actually be debuting within the next few months, including Star Wars Launch Bay, an interactive experience that would be debuting within the next few months, making and including Star Wars Launch Bay over at Hollywood Studios and in Disneyland, California. In time for the film Star Wars The First Force Awakens. And that will also include experiences from the saga films, the prequel trilogy and the original trilogy. A new seasonal event beginning early of 2016 will feature Disneyland in a crowd-pleasing announcement. Everybody yelled because it was a Disneyland group. Disneyland fans, a bunch of them were there. Hyper Space Mountain, which is a reimagining of the classic Space Mountain attraction in which guests will join in an X-Wing starfighter battle thanks to projection technology and other state-of-the-art effects, which is great. Now, if you're a West Coaster or have visited Disneyland in the past, especially during Halloween, where they have a Space Mountain overlay, which is very nice, different theming for the attraction, this will be a well-welcomed overlay for Hyperspace Mountain, early 2016. So I'm hoping to get there in January, and hopefully it'll still be there for Hyperspace Mountain. The poster for this is insane. So, you know, we are to understand that as you go through Hyperspace Mountain, you know, you're going to be in the ride vehicle with speakers behind you. There will probably be a John Williams score. This is my guesstimation, my speculation, and being chased by TIE fighters and Star Destroyers. So it looks to be very heavily based on something that you would see in maybe episode 4. However, in the poster, which is also very telling, it does have some looks of maybe some newer X-Wings in there. It's very difficult to see, but it will be interesting to experience here come this fall or early 2016, I should say. So probably around Christmas time, they're going to probably have a special soft opening event. So be on the lookout for that at the Disneyland website. Also in there was announced new adventures for Star Tours. The adventure continues at Disney Hollywood Story, Hollywood Studios in Florida and at Disneyland, California. New destination planet from the upcoming film Force Awakens. So that is also going to be taking place as well later this year, as in 2015. So I believe that this will also be something that we all will be able to start riding, if you're able to, over at both parks this fall. I would say probably around Thanksgiving time. So now, as you know, Star Tours is a very random type of adventure. So as you go into Star Tours, who knows what type of adventures they will line up for you? Will you go to Naboo? Will you go to Kashyyyk, the Wookiee planet? Will you be on Tatooine for the Bunta Eve, pod racer race, or even Cloud City for that matter? You don't know. So you may have to ride this ride several times to experience the new scenes from Star Wars of Force Awakens, and I would suspect too that Disney Parks will release exactly where you're going to be going and how many of those scenes and new scenes and cutscenes will make it to the 3D adventure. So I look very forward to that. Also in this expansion at Disneyland, they'll also have the Millennium Falcon attraction. A couple years ago, they said that there may also be a family type of coaster, like some type of speeder bike type of attraction. We don't know if that's still in works to go into this Star Wars land, but we know that it was in concept a couple years ago that we saw plans for something similar to that. Also, there are plans to install a Mos Eisley Cantina, which looks great. That Millennium Falcon ride is going to be a battle between the First Order and the Resistance. So it's great. So in terms of where it's going to be, so Star Wars Land at Disneyland will be taking over Big Thunder Ranch backstage in backstage areas that will comprise 14 acres, and it will begin construction by the end of 2017. So Toontown will not be replaced or affected by Star Wars Land whatsoever. And we know that Star Wars Land is going into Disney's Hollywood Studios. So it should be really cool. The artwork looks amazing. So when you walk into this place, as they suggest, as you walk through, the people that you interact will actually be Star Wars characters. All the shopkeepers, the people at the cantina, Star Tours locations, what have you, is going to be very much in-world. So you'll see, you know, different characters and aliens and different things like that, perhaps wearing masks and helping you out, which will be very good. You'll see things like perhaps Banthas walking around. You'll see, you know, something like the Cantina Band they're playing. So there's a lot of really cool things in there as well. So we have that. And also at Disney Hollywood Studios with the launch bay, the new Star Tours, they're also going to do Season of the Force as well, which will be a brand new score, John Williams music and fireworks show that they're going to have. And I believe that's because our Space Mountain is not, and I say our Space Mountain, I say that because I'm on the East Coast, so I don't believe they're going to do the overlay of Hyperspace Mountain in our Space Mountain in Orlando. Things were kind of sketchy in terms of how they worded it for the press release, but it looks like that adventure is specifically going to be at Disneyland, and they're also going to have the launch bay and characters and the Star Wars land eventually. But Season of the Force is going to be separate from Star Wars weekends that we've typically had. But it should be very, very cool indeed. So last but not least was the wrap-up of games. Sunday, Disney Interactive, the video game division, had tons of great stuff to talk about. And so they first started with a few different things. They were talking about Star Wars being part of the main event, Disney Infinity 3.0 and Battlefront, all kinds of great stuff there. So here it is. So Disney Interactive president Jimmy Pietro introduced Electronic Arts, and Star Wars Battlefront, which was there, and Star Wars Battle Pod Arcade Experience, which, by the way, they mentioned that there is going to be a Battle Pod Deluxe Edition that is all tricked out, and you can purchase it. Not really sure the price. It's probably going to be very, very pricey, but it's leather embossed, and you can have your name engraved in it and all that stuff, so that's really cool. If you haven't played Star Wars Battle Pod, you should. It's highly immersive, and I definitely suggest you do that. We also had the opportunity to sample that on the show floor, as well as Battlefront and Disney Infinity 3.0 Star Wars Edition. So Star Wars Battlefront racked up a string of awards at a recent GamesCon, which was great, including Best GamesCon, Best Console Game for Sony PlayStation, Best PC Game, Best Online Multiplayer Game, and Pietro called it one of the most highly anticipated games in history of the Walt Disney Company, and introduced Justin McCulley, General Manager of EA's Star Wars Unit, explaining the process of creating the game. Now, McCulley had matte paintings, behind-the-scenes Polaroids from the films, and they were able to use them and use the models of the Star Wars ships from childhood as they were brought into the Lucasfilm vault. And some of the most exciting parts of the game is a portion of the visuals captured on-site during the filming of The Force Awakens. They were on-site in Abu Dhabi to capture the Battle of Jakku, and McCulley said, quote, "We'll portray the events that created the battlefield of Jakku. You can live out your dogfight fantasies with fighter squadron mode, which is great, or shoot the enemy in blast mode." So you'll go back and forth from, you know, being in a vehicle and or being part of a ground troop, which if you've played any of the Battlefront games, you know that squad experience, which is really neat. So in blast mode, you'll experience walker assault, ride a speeder bike, hold off waves of Imperial forces, or become your favorite hero or villain. Star Wars Battlefront comes out November in PlayStation 4, Xbox, and on Origin for PC. So that was great. And then also, which is not mentioned in this press release I'm reading, is that they showed pictures of the brand new PlayStation. And someone from PlayStation was there and said that the new PlayStation customized graphics will be a Darth Vader version with custom controllers, which looked amazing. So there's a new campaign, if you haven't already seen it, where the Force is strong with PlayStation. The PlayStation 4 Darth Vader edition is available, I believe, for pre-order, or will be available soon, and you can check out our links in our Amazon at JediMouseketeer.com and click on, or at least search in the Amazon window for Star Wars PS4 console, and man, those graphics are amazing. Awesome stuff there. So great stuff if you're a gamer. So other things, of course, Disney Infinity 3.0, which I actually have. I pre-ordered it. I just ordered the one that has Ahsoka and Anakin, which is great. But of course, Daisy Ridley comes up. John Boyega is there. They signed their figures. They showed how the figures look. And that was pretty cool. And they ended up signing their figures and giving them to kids in their audience dressed up as Star Wars characters, which was great. And so that was basically it. You know, I mean, the convention in a nutshell, like I said, was great. At the film panel, we were able to get brand new artwork from Star Wars The Force Awakens, a little mini poster that happened to be created by legendary artist and pop artist and poster artist Drew Struzan, which was amazing. Great stuff there. A lot of great cosplayers there wandering the show floor. A lot of Disney mashup, Marvel mashup, Star Wars mashup cosplayers. Once again, a lot of fun for everyone. And I couldn't be happier with the way I feel about Star Wars, having attended the convention, having to hear the executives talk about how exciting the film was. Disney CEO Bob Iger also said he has seen a complete film, and I believe they're probably still working on some post editing and CG effects, but he's seen the film and he loves it. And everyone basically clapped, and there was so much anticipation, so much excitement for Star Wars throughout the entire event. Really cool stuff, as I said, and I'm sure if you're playing a drinking game, you're probably drinking every time I say really cool stuff. So I'm grinning ear to ear, as you can tell, but I do appreciate it. Like I said, it's great stuff from the D23 Expo. And of course, since this is Force Friday, I also wanted to let you know, as you're listening to this right now, being that it is Force Friday, maybe you've seen some of my Instagram posts and some of my Periscopes, but today is the release of so many great action figures, toys, and collectibles. So just to give you a little bit of a rundown, on Amazon.com, they're celebrating Force Friday by doing a giveaway as well as other unboxing stuff. So you can check them out at Amazon. You can click our link at Jedi Masketeer if you want to check that out. It would help support our podcasts and web experiences. So that would be great. But they're offering access to a variety of new Star Wars products and a great deal on Star Wars items. So check out Amazon.com, and you can follow them on Facebook at Amazon Toys and Games on Facebook. Disney Store. If you happen to be around a Disney Store or can get there today, check out the Disney Store locations in Times Square, Chicago, on Michigan Avenue, and San Francisco, or on Stockholm Street, because they're going to be opening at 12:01. They would have already done that by the time you listen to this. And they do have exclusive stuff. I don't know if David's going to launch his podcast early, but the first 1,000 guests will receive a Star Wars Force Awakens D23 commemorative poster, which is, if I'm not mistaken, the same one that they gave out the Drew Struzan work at the D23 Expo. So that is really cool. So they have, and this is going on right now, if this is being released on Friday, like David told me, free complimentary or commemorative Star Wars Force Awakens pins for the first 100 guests who make a purchase on Force Friday. Numerous Star Wars events are taking place, like R2-D2 Crafts, Ways of the Force, Star Wars Storytime, Drawing R2-D2, Topps Vintage Trading Card Giveaway, epic theming throughout the entire Disney Store, and on DisneyStore.com, fans can enjoy limited edition products as well as free shipping on Star Wars items from the 4th, which is the Friday through the 6th, through the weekend. So additional details can be found at DisneyStore.com/ForceFriday. Now, if you're at the Disney Parks, here in the United States, you can check out stuff at Downtown Disney Resorts. Now, they will actually have something, a special ticketed event starting that has already gone on, that's going on right now. And Force Friday logo messenger bags will be up for grabs for you. If you're part of this event, you can check out DisneyParksMerchandise.com today and see if there are any tickets available. It's $50 a person, and you can go into Once Upon a Toy in Walt Disney World or the Disneyland Resorts Downtown Disney District and get more information on that. But once again, do it today if you want to go ahead and do it and get this exclusive gift bag, and then get some other great merchandise at DisneyParksMerchandise.com. I'm going to be a Target, so I've already, if you're listening to this on Friday, I've already done this, but once again, opening up at select Target stores at 12:01, great stuff there. You know, if you're doing, let's see here, it says select stores are going to be doing Share the Force. There's going to be photo ops at sharetheforcetarget.com. You can have more information there, but there are photo ops at select stores, giveaways, and much more. So I'm going to be there at Toys R Us, or at Target. At Toys R Us, they're going to have a Destination Star Wars All Force Friday, limited edition Lego Star Wars commemorative bricks, and exclusive Star Wars posters while supplies last. At the Toys R Us in Times Square in New York City, fans can join a Star Wars party that'll rival an Ewok bash. Festivities are going on right now throughout the day, including a book signing with Steven Sansweet, good old Steve Sansweet of Rancho Obi-Wan, and plenty of activities there as well. At Walmart, participating stores will also have new products from The Force Awakens, including Topps Galactic Connections disc trading game. They're also going to have, exclusive Disney Infinity Kanan figures. figures on sale, which I hope to get. So a lot of stuff there at walmart.com/Star Wars. So that is your Force Friday show. That is a D23 convention and my run-in with the maker himself, George Lucas. Once again, thank you so much to David and Matthew for having me do the show for you, this very special edition of the podcast. So thank you, Fandom Awakens Radio. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to check me out. My name's Al John Go. Follow me on Twitter at WDW Tiki Room, which is my podcast, a Disney podcast I host with my wife, Kristen Hetzel. So please check that out on iTunes. And follow the other podcast I do, WDW After Dark, which is the adult Disney webcast and podcast, also on iTunes through the Weeby Geeks Network with me and a bunch of other great hosts. And follow me at JediMouseketeer.com. All my social media is out there too. And getting ready to do a really cool contest for The Force Awakens with artwork from our very good friend, my good friend, Brian Rood. So we're going to have some exclusive artwork up for grabs at JediMouseketeer.com in the weeks to come. So thanks again. Have a great week and enjoy Force Friday. We'll see you next time. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Fandom Awakens Radio. Star Wars and all things Star Wars related are trademarks of Lucasfilm Limited. Lucasfilm is a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, all rights reserved. This podcast is not sponsored or endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or its subsidiary Lucasfilm. Fandom Awakens Radio is meant for entertainment and information purposes only, all rights reserved.
There has been an awakening. Have you felt it?